Star Wars Unlimited in 2026, Battle of Hoth versus Spotlight Dex, Rotation and the Smart Buying Path. Margo here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low and the details matter. Buy intro battle. Hoth if two people need to learn together. It includes two guided pre-built decks and a labelled play surface. Move next to a current Spotlight deck such as a Lawless Time layer for full constructed play. Check current Premier legality before buying older sealed product. Upgrade with singles and treat booster displays as collecting entertainment rather than the first competitive purchase. Star Wars Unlimited now has two different front doors. One is a guided battle on Hoth that teaches two people together. The other is a current constructed deck that expects the normal rules and wants to enter weekly play. Margo checked Fantasy Flight product guidance, current rotation information, exact 2026 Amazon listings, and the questions that keep appearing in player communities. This path avoids the three expensive mistakes: boosters before a deck, old sealed stock before a legality check, and a teaching box mistaken for a tournament list. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Should a new player buy Battle of Hoth or a Spotlight deck? Buy Battle of Hoth when two people need a guided first game. The box contains pre-built Darth Vader and Leia Organa decks, more than 100 cards, a step-by-step path and a play surface that makes zones visible. It solves the teach rather than pretending a rules link is enough. Buy a current Spotlight deck when the buyer already understands trading card games or has finished the Hoth walkthrough. Spotlight decks use the normal constructed structure and provide a leader identity that can be upgraded with singles. The products are complementary. Hoth creates a teacher and an opponent. A Spotlight deck creates a personal deck. A booster display creates neither and should not be mistaken for the cheapest way to begin. What is actually inside Intro Battle? Hoth. The Hoth product is designed as a progressive teaching encounter. The two players use pre-constructed Vader and Leia decks, follow the guided instructions and learn the action economy without building a deck from random cards. Keep the decks separated after the first session. They become a useful permanent teaching kit even after the owner graduates to normal decks. Sleeve them in two colors, store the walkthrough on top and resist harvesting the most attractive card for a collection binder. The simplification is a feature. The box is not claiming to be the strongest premier deck. It removes decision layers until the core loop is understood, then hands the player to the wider game. What does people playing Battle of Hoth show? People playing Battle of Hoth, a real-use marketing photo of the guided two-player table. This proof is placed beside the decision it supports so the packaging, component scale, and edition cues can be checked without jumping to a detached gallery. Match the title and product code shown here to the linked Amazon listing before checkout. Adjacent editions can share art while containing materially different cards or rules. How 2026 Rotation changes what sealed product is worth buying. Star Wars Unlimited uses formats with different legality. Premier rotates older releases while Eternal preserves a broader card pool. A sealed box can be authentic, discounted and still be the wrong purchase for the format a local store currently runs. Before buying any older starter or booster display, check the official current format page and ask the store which format fires weekly. Do not rely on a 2025 deck list or an Amazon search rank as legality guidance. This does not make older cards worthless. Casual and eternal players may actively want them. It changes the buyer question from "Is this set good?" to "Where will these cards be legal and who will play them with me?" Rotation is a format question, not a reason to avoid the game. Before buying older sealed product, check the current official Premier and Trilogy legality pages. A guided intro box remains useful for kitchen table learning, even when its cards are not the center of the latest competitive season. A booster display is harder to justify when your goal is one legal local deck. What is the smart path from tutorial to a real deck? After Hoth, choose one current leader rather than one faction color in the abstract. Play the spotlight list unchanged for 5 games. Record which 10 cards feel slow, narrow, or redundant, then buy targeted singles. A deck upgrade should improve a plan, not merely increase rarity. Protect the resource curve and interaction count while replacing weak cards. If a suggested list changes half the deck, it is a new archetype and should be priced as one. Keep a legal deck list or photograph after each successful version. Trading card upgrades can become a drawer of plausible cards with no 60-second route back to a playable deck. The Smart 2026 path is tutorial, complete deck, then targeted singles. Intro Battle. Hoth teaches the two arena flow with less deck-building friction. A current spotlight deck gives you a coherent list to actually play. Record which matchups and card slots fail across several games before upgrading. Community newcomers who buy displays first often own variety without owning a plan. If you want the sealed product experience, organize a draft or shared opening night. That turns the randomized cards into an event. If you want a stronger layer deck, direct upgrades are usually the more efficient purchase. Are booster displays worth it? A booster display is worth buying for a draft group, a shared opening ritual, set collecting or the pleasure of sealed cards. It is rarely the most efficient path to a stronger first deck, because random packs cannot promise the correct leader, aspect or ratios. Set a sealed budget after the playable deck budget. Open packs with sleeves and a sorting plan ready. Leaders, bases, playable upgrades, collection cards and trade material. The system prevents a fun evening from becoming an unsearchable box. If one card is the goal, buy the single. If the opening is the goal, buy the display and call the entertainment part of the value. Honest categories make affiliate recommendations more useful. What does a Lawless Time booster packs show? A Lawless Time booster packs. Random packs are best after the deck identity is known. This proof is placed beside the decision it supports so the packaging, component scale, and edition cues can be checked without jumping to a detached gallery. Match the title and product code shown here to the linked Amazon listing before checkout. Adjacent editions can share art while containing materially different cards or rules. How should you handle table setup, hosting and a first local game night? Reserve separate zones for deck, discard, resources, leader and base. A 30 by 24 inch area per player is comfortable. Use visible damage counters and keep tokens out of card text. Hoth is especially effective because the guided surface teaches that organization. For hosting, pair two new players with Hoth and let an experienced person answer timing questions without choosing actions. Run a second table with full decks. After the tutorial, offer one normal demonstration turn rather than a lecture about every format. Before a store night, verify format, round length, deck list requirements and sideboard rules. Bring spare sleeves, tokens and a printed or saved current list. The least glamorous preparation produces the most game. How does Margo's requisition desk? Learn two arenas before buying a display improve the buying decision. The first skill in Star Wars, Unlimited, is not deck construction. It is action economy. Players alternate taking one action, which makes passing, attacking, deploying and claiming initiative into a visible conversation. A newcomer who plans an entire turn in advance will be interrupted by reality. Teach them to ask one question after every opposing action. What changed in the ground arena, the space arena and the race to initiative? Intro Battle. Hoth earns the first buy recommendation because it narrows the purchase and the teach at the same time. Set up the two complete sides exactly as provided. Identify the leader and base, then separate ground and space with an unmistakable physical gap. Many first games become muddy because units drift between arenas or resources are not clearly exhausted. A small playmat helps, but deliberate zones and consistent card rotation solve the same problem for free. After several Hoth games, move to a spotlight or starter-style deck when one player wants a stronger identity and a more current constructed route. Buy boosters after that deck has a shopping list. A booster display is entertainment, collection volume and trade material. It is not the cheapest route to three exact upgrades. Singles remain the rational answer when the deck list is known. Sealed product remains the right answer when opening, sorting and trading are part of the night you are buying. Watch aspect requirements and penalties closely. A powerful card from the wrong plan can cost more than its printed number suggests, which means a pile of favorite characters is not automatically a functioning deck. Upgrade in small groups, test against the unchanged deck, and write down which draws were actually unplayable. Community deck lists are useful starting hypotheses, not proof that a purchase fits the local table or current card pool. Star Wars. Unlimited does not need a wall of accessories to begin. Use opaque sleeves if card backs or wear could reveal information, a few clear tokens, and storage that keeps leaders and bases easy to find. There is no standard official solo mode that recreates competitive sequencing. Puzzlewick score, Hoth 9-10 as the current front door, Spotlight Dex 8.8-10 as the second purchase. Booster displays 7/10 for pure value and 9/10 when the opening ritual is honestly part of the product. What are the ratings, misconceptions, and final buying order? Battle of Hoth scores 9.5/10 for teaching, 9.3 for two-player value, 7.2 for long-term constructed use, and 8.9 overall. A current Spotlight deck scores 9.1 as a second step. A booster display scores 8.5 for opening fun and 4.0 as a first purchase. Hoth is not a weak starter deck pair pretending to be competitive, it is a deliberate tutorial. Boosters are not decks. A sale does not guarantee premier legality. Older cards still have casual and eternal homes. Final order, Hoth, current Spotlight deck, 10 targeted singles, then optional boosters. That sequence produces a player before it produces a collection. Final verdict, Hoth is a 9.5/10 teaching product and a 7.2/10 long-term competitive purchase. A current Spotlight deck is the better second step. Booster displays are fun but inefficient until a player knows the leader and cards being chased. Frequently asked questions. Is Battle of Hoth the best way to start Star Wars Unlimited? It is the best guided two-person introduction. Experienced TCG players may start with a current Spotlight deck. Does Battle of Hoth contain two decks? Yes, it includes two pre-built guided decks and teaching materials. Is a Spotlight deck ready to play? Yes. It is a complete constructed deck, though an opponent needs their own deck. Should a beginner buy a booster box? Usually not first. Boosters do not guarantee a playable deck or targeted upgrades. What is rotation? Premier format periodically removes older releases from legality. Eternal keeps a broader pool. Check current official rules. Are old Star Wars Unlimited cards useless? Number they may remain usable in Eternal and casual play. How much table space is needed? Allow roughly 30 by 24 inches per player for zones, cards, and counters. What should I buy after Hoth? Choose a current Spotlight deck, play it unchanged, then buy targeted singles. Is Intro Battle, Hoth a complete Star Wars Unlimited game? Yes, it is a guided two-player entry product designed to teach the core game without requiring booster purchases. Should a beginner buy a Spotlight deck or booster display? Buy a Spotlight deck first if the goal is regular play. Buy a display for drafting, collecting, or the opening experience, not as the most efficient deck upgrade. Does rotation make Battle of Hoth useless? Number rotation governs particular organized play formats. Hoth remains a useful self-contained teaching product. Check current official legality before building for events. What should I upgrade first in a Spotlight deck? Play several games and identify the cards that are consistently too slow, off-plan, or weak in your local matchups. Replace those slots with targeted singles instead of guessing from sealed packs.